Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about The Passenger. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly, thanking you for everything you do, your word that goes forth and prospers in which you think it was sent. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With that being said, The Passenger. I was sitting in the vehicle the other day, wife was driving, and I've seen this countless times, but for whatever reason, it stood out this particular time, so I figured I needed to share this. Speaking from the heart, I was looking out the passenger window into the passenger mirror. And some of you have seen this. On the mirror, it reads, "Objects in mirror are closer than they appear." And I was thinking about that. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I get these epiphanies from just the smallest things, the smallest minute things. And this just stood out to me. Objects in mirror are closer than they appear. I thought about it from a spiritual sense. How sometimes we're facing various trials, tribulations, struggling with something. We wonder where God is in this situation. In the circumstance, where is he? He doesn't feel like he's near. Does he care? Doesn't feel like he's here. Where is he? Well, just like that mirror, he's closer than it appears, because he never leaves us, he never forsakes us. Despite of what it looks like, we can always know and trust he's right here with us. That's the thing, is a lot of us aren't mindful that when we're in those situations, how close he really is. See, looking out that passenger window into that passenger mirror, I was reminded that I wasn't the one driving. When you know God is the one driving, in control, navigating your life, you understand whatever you're going through, whatever you're going through, and you need that support, you need that uplifting, you know that he is closer than it appears, because we walk by faith and not by sight. You see, the enemy is a glorified magician. He wants to make it seem like it's a lot worse than it actually is. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand some circumstances are dire. Some circumstances are terrible. Some circumstances are very, extremely difficult. But despite of all that, no matter where you're at, God is a lot closer than it appears. He will give you the strength you need to go through whatever it is you're going through. Just remember, he's the one driving. Then you can lean on him and trust that he will get you where you need to go. Think about that. The G.O.D. God bless.